Thank you very much, and thank you for some wonderful mind acrobatic exciting questions. I've really enjoyed the debate. I think that if there is one thing that I would like to see us all doing, it is to take human rights and have the human rights conversation parallel to the finance conversation in every single space that we go in. And I think that partially will respond to the representative from Cuba, but also from the civil society that asked what would be the most important intervention. I think that I have a phrase I like to use. Rights require resources, whether we are talking debt, whether we are talking national budgets, whether we are talking illicit financial flows and capital flight. It doesn't matter what type of intervention we're talking about. And I will take it a step forward. Let's even include in that pot technology being exchanged in kind. You know, let's put in everything into the pot. All of these must be looked at from a human rights perspective. And then I would tell us we have to take a step back from that entire debate of immediate versus progressive realization. Because if COVID has taught us anything, it is that there is no such thing as immediate and progressive happening in a multiplicity of spaces and with a multiplicity of rights. They are all moving at different paces based on political will, priorities of governments and of regions, and that's okay. But we need these to be much more concrete than they are before. So I was really looking forward to hearing the lady from the Coalition on Violence, because it is not normal that people working on civil and political rights are looking at the financing part of issues, because there's that presumption of immediate realization. And so it's so important that these get intertwined together. And when I look at the issue of the places and the spaces. And ever since I started working in areas of human rights and finance, everyone in human rights took finance, would get really excited with conversations of financing. But when you speak in the areas of finance, they have no interest in human rights. And even within the United Nations system, there are different silos. In some spaces, you will have intensely technical finance discussions with almost no or very little reference to the SDGs. And then in other spaces, you will have fantastic human rights debates, but no reflection or reference to finance. And while I appreciate that states are limited by what they can speak in certain areas, I think this is not only civil society for me, this is academia. We have to talk about all of these together everywhere. And we cannot allow these sort of limitations, which perhaps states are limited by, they don't limit civil society, they don't limit academia. They don't limit the woman on the road or the man in the bus. That is the reality. And I think that it's a thing of narrative and language that we really need to push further. And the second point I'd like to make is that this is the work I've been doing also for many years now, is that human rights can be looked at as an expenditure tool or an expenditure policy. So I know it's difficult, and I know people who work on human rights as an ideal often find it difficult to financially quantify, but it is crucial if you're going to engage with people in the fiscal sector that you quantify. So if you're going to talk about the right to water, let's put some money figures on it. It is uncomfortable, but it is important. It may be different, different standards of living, purchasing power parity in different countries means that it will be different in different spaces. But take a leap and work in that space. And I would like to just finish by saying that my mandate is ready to reach out and work with all stakeholders from wherever you are. Because we think that, in my mandate, I truly believe that the issue of finance is something we really need to take head on, and we really need to work on it if we want to achieve better standards of living globally and leave no one behind and build back better. Thank you very much.